Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Artists often find that making a living as an artist can be very difficult. Besides competing with other artists for space in galleries, another possible source of revenue can be winning art competitions. One that we've recently learned about involves art commissioned for public buildings. 28 states have programs requiring or encouraging new public building projects to include art as a percent of their construction budget. South Carolina is one of those states, and our next guest is one of those winners. Nancy Oppenheimer is an artist in Seneca, South Carolina, who recently won such an art competition, commissioning her for an oil painting of Lake Kiwi for the Greenville-Spartanburg Airport. And today, she's in our studio. Nancy, welcome.
Hi.
Congratulations on winning this competition.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself first and how long you've been an artist. And has this always been your full-time career?
Basically, yes. Except I was an art teacher in public schools for 3 years after college. I was a commercial illustrator for a long time. So I worked as an editorial illustrator for newspapers for 10 years in Connecticut. I've illustrated children's books for Scholastic Books.
Are you self-taught or do you have professional art training?
Well, I graduated from the University of Hartford Art School, but I've just been doing it constantly since almost birth. So just doing it and reading about great artists. And now you have YouTube. You can learn anything on YouTube. And you can learn a lot about oil painting on YouTube.
Talk about this particular competition and how you heard about it, what the process was to submit an entry.
Well, there's a website called Call for Entry where they announce competitions and contests and opportunities for exhibition, all geared toward the visual artist. So then when you apply to one of these calls, you include images of your work so they can see what kind of work you do. And the airport shortlisted 18 artists, and they gave us a month to put together a proposal, whatever that proposal contained. And my proposal contained, in addition to words, 5 paintings that were 4 by 11 inches that were in proportion to the size of the painting they were seeking, which was 5 by 14 feet. And 4 of them were of Lake Kiwi, and then 1 of them was of a heron in takeoff position. And then wait, and then find out that I was one of the artists that they chose.
It was recently finished and installed.
Yes, yeah, the end of May.
Give us an idea outside of the competition world then of the art business today.
I've been a gallery artist for the last 22 years, and I love that because I can do what moves my soul.
Walk us through the process of getting a gallery to accept your work.
Well, it's changed. It's changed since I started, because when I started, it was much easier. So one of the galleries I'm with now, I've been with them for 20 years. I don't know if I applied to them now, if it would be so easy, but now I have a history. The amount of competition, the decrease in the number of galleries, they have been closing, and artists are selling directly and on the web. It really is a whole entirely different level of competition now, because you have so many artists. It's just like you think about singers and bands or dancers. It's just everybody wants to do it. So they're breathing down your neck. So the best thing you can do is just keep on improving and keep on learning and just do, which is the glory of being an artist. You do keep on learning, and as long as you maintain the passion, you do get better and better, and it's just very rewarding. And it's rewarding to the gallery to see an artist that they've been supporting and nourishing and bringing along. And I love the relationship I have with my gallery, and I actually do have a new gallery that just opened in Seneca. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, Nancy, once again, congratulations on winning this competition, and thank you for taking the time to travel to Columbia to our studio.
It's just a privilege to be here.
Nancy Oppenheimer is an artist living and working in Seneca, South Carolina. We will have a link to her webpage posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.